Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Will now return to what the Mishnah was talking about in this Perek, which was if a person slaughtered a korban outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, or if he offered a korban on a mizbeach outside of the courtyard. Both of those are prohibitions, and they're punishable by karet if done on purpose. Mishnah says, Chomed b'she'aita mi ba'aliyah, u ba'aliyah mi b'she'aita. There's a humrah, there's a stringency in terms of how we slaughter the korban outside of the courtyard that would not apply to offering it up on a mizbeach outside the courtyard. And there's also a humrah stringency on offering up a korban on a mizbeach outside of the courtyard that would not apply to slaughtering a korban outside of the courtyard. Homer b'shechita, shehashochet lahedyot hayav. The stringency when talking about slaughtering outside of the courtyard is if somebody who slaughters a korban for the sake of an ordinary person, he slaughters a korban in order, for example, to eat the meat. In that type of situation, we say he is hayav. He is still liable. He is still karet if he does it on purpose, and he has to bring korban hatat if he does it by mistake. If he does that, the person here is he's slaughtering it. He's not intending the slaughter to be for a worship of Hashem. He's just doing it to slaughter a korban in order to eat it. But we say he's still liable, even if it wasn't done with Hashem in mind. If somebody though offers up a korban on the mizbeach outside of the courtyard, and it's for the sake of an ordinary person, it's not doing it for Hashem, he would not be liable. He would be patur in that case. Chomed ba'aliyah, the stringency that we have when it comes to offering up a korban on the mizbeach outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash is shenayim she'ahazu b'sakin v'shahatu piturim. If two people hold together a knife and slaughter a korban outside of the courtyard, they're peturim, they're off the hook. Ahazu be'eved v'he'eluhu hayavin. But if they together held on to a limb of a korban and they offered, they burned it on a mizbeach, in that case, they would be hayav, they would be karet if they did it on purpose, and they would have to bring korban hatat if they did it by mistake. So we see we're stricter in that area. If two people did it, they are still held responsible in that type of scenario. Another law when talking about offering up a korban to be burned, he'ela v'hazar v'he'ela v'hazar v'he'ela. If somebody offered up a korban outside one limb of a korban, and then he offered up another limb of a korban, and then he offered up another limb, he kept on offering up limb by limb as opposed to all at once, hayav al kol aliyah v'aliyah. He's held responsible, and he has to bring a separate korban hatat for every single offering up of a limb that he does, because each offering up on the mizbech of a limb is a separate avera. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosei omer, eno hayav ela ahad. Says Rabbi Yosei, no, he's only liable one korban hatat for the entire korban, because the continuous offering up of different parts of the korban is really one entity. It's the entire korban is the avera. So therefore, he's just putting different parts on, but it's all part of the same entity. A person would not be held responsible for offering up a korban outside the courtyard unless he offers it on top of the mizbeach. He has to offer it all the way up on the mizbeach. It can't just be that he burns a korban on the floor, but it actually has to be resemble what's done in the Beit HaMikdash in order for this person to be doing something wrong. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu he'ela al hasela or al ha'eben hayal, says Rabbi Yosei, even if he offered it up not on a mizbeach, but he offered it up on a rock or on a stone, the person would be held liable. All the different arguments that we have in this Mishnah are learned out from different pesukim, and the distinction though between slaughtering outside of the courtyard and offering up on the mizbeach outside the courtyard, where we say there's a humrah on one scenario and a humrah on the other scenario, that is halakha that we learn from the Torah Shebaal Peh. We have a tradition for it, and we find a hint to it, or allusion to it within the Pesukim.